ויהיה אלוהי והשם באלוהי נאמם. Rashi says, what is Be'eloine Mamre? Hushenosan lo yeitzo ala mila. Mamre gave him the eitzo to do the bris mila. Lefichoch nikle bechelko. So all of the mefoshim, Oymen and that, Mamre gave him the eitzo ala mila. Avraham Avinu was betting if to do the bris mila or not. Baruch Hashem, Mamre gave him a eitzah to do the bris mila. But he had a suffix to do the bris mila. So the Mefarshim say that Avraham Avinu didn't have a suffix. The Ribbono Shel Olam said to do a bris mila, he's in. But he said, if he would just do the bris mila, people would think Avraham Avinu is, you know, over the hundreds. Something went wrong. It happens. He went to Mamre and he discussed it with Mamre. So Mamre was from the Zikne Oretz and he explained, Hashem told me I'm old, it's dangerous, it's not dangerous. It makes sense. The kash is that because him, if Hashem wants a bris mila, why he made us like that. All the noise, yes or not, he discussed it with Mamre. So later when he did the bris mila, Mustake was clothed that he's doing Rotzon Hashem. First we say the same thing, we'll see later, different as Beirim. Avraham marches 3 days to Har HaMoriah. It's the end of the parsha, when we get to it. We know that Yankiv has Kfitzas HaDerech, the Rebbes have Kfitzas HaDerech. Why takes Avraham Avinu 3 days to go? I said, all in the Foshim has. Avraham, the Rebbe goes from here to here, takes him 2 minutes. And Baal Shem Tov with the horses. And Avraham Avinu takes him 3 days? Zog the Foshim. If Avraham Avinu would have a Kfitzas HaDerech, the Sinishkin godless, he woke up in the morning, he's doing the Bismillah, he's Shech Nitzchak, it's done. Hashem gave him 3 days. No, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, everyone is very stark. Mincha second day, everyone knows where they're holding. It's called that. Kadosh Baruch Hu said 3 days. Maybe yes, maybe not. Lemaisa is Pachamoira Heter. Lemaisa Yitzchak, my son, Aleyu. All of these things was 3 days to Danzach. Hashem specially gave 3 days to walk. Because if you will do it right away, it's missing in the Nisayim. A lot of people had a chizuk to do something right away. But then it burns out. So the man Hashem gave 3 days. This is what the folks should say. V'yoyshe Pesach Oyer kechoy mayoyim. V'shboruch was moitzi chamo min artiko. וישראינו ויער והנה שלוש אנושים ניצוב עם עולו ויער ויורץ לקרוס שהקדוש ברוך הוא ויער אלו ושם באלוי נמאמרה והוא יושב פסח אוהל כחום היום וישראינו ויער והנה שלוש אנושים ניצוב עם עולו ויער ויורץ לקרוס מפסח אוהל וישתחו ארץ. So here's the Chazal. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Chof Zayin, "Gdoy lo achnos hazorchim yoisu mikabol aspnei hashchina." Avraham Avinu is talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and guests come. And Avraham Avinu gets up and he runs to the guest. Stup shotim in Chazal, kipshutoy, vayomer, im lo matzos sichen beinecho. If he's talking to Hashem, he's asking permission, or he's talking to the Malachim, to the Arabs, and he's telling them, "Please come." אבל כדי להכנס הזורכים יאיסו מקבול עצמי השכינה. So the Mefarshim asked, סתם בפשט, how Avraham Avinu knew that? How he knew that כדי להכנס הזורכים יאיסו מקבול עצמי השכינה? יש גם קשה. So the Mefarshim is a lot of פשוט. One of the Mefarshim say, הרי הקדוש ברוך הוא מת כחול מהיום that was very hot. It was impossible to walk. Why? Because Hashem didn't want that Avraham Avinu will have guests. chutz from that, Hashem was visiting him. If it's not gedoy lachnos as orchim yisum mekabolas pnei hashchina, why Hashem has to take out the sun? Hashem is talking him to him anyway, so maybe he can't go to the guest. Why Hashem has to make it hot? Anyway, he can't get up. He knew that vaystois, if guests come, even that it's hot, I have to get up. Say over at Mir, they say over a story. Rabbeinish Shver of Nesan Tzvi, he was the Rosh Hashiva before of Nesan Tzvi. Rabbeinish Finkel. Every night he had dreams. I remember as a kid, I would wake up in the morning and make a Thomas Chaloy. Every morning, my grandmother lived in the same building. They say over a famous mice that once Rabbeinish had a dream. He was speaking to the Elio Hanavi, to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Elio Hanavi, and a guest came in the middle of the dream, and he carried on speaking to Elio Hanavi. So Elio Hanavi told him, Benish, do you like Nasa Sochim, you're using a Kabbalah Sme Hashchina? So he said, to Mekabel guest in the dream is garnish. To speak to Elio Hanavi in the dream is also apis. So they let, I'm not stopping. But Chazal said, "Gdei lach nasoch im yisum mikabol atzmei hashchina." And the Rambam at Smashma a little bit different. What is exactly the mocking of Gdei lach nasoch im mikabol atzmei hashchina? The Pasha said Gemara is from the fact that he left the Ribbono Shel Olam and he ran to the Mikabel Dor. So the Mefoshim asks, this Kerov spoke it out, we have in our Parsha two Achnos HaSorchim. Avram Avinu does Achnos HaSorchim in our Parsha, and Loit. Avram is physically sick. It's connected to know the Ramban in the Parsha, we'll see it later. The Malachim tell him that the next year they have a baby. Soro starts to laugh. Kishbochu asks, why Tzochak HaSoro? First, the Ramban asked the Kasha, in the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem told him, Avraham Avinu, that you will have a kid. Vayomer Elohim, aval soro ishtecho yoledes lecho ben. Avraham was told by the Ribbono Shel Olam in the end of Lech Lecha that he will have a baby boy from Soro. Then Parshas Vayero come, the Malachim come, Koeis chayo vele soro ben, v'tzochako soro, lo yitzochako, ken tzochako, v'osur v'lo yitzu de Parshah. Frank the Ramban, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, what? Why Tzoro didn't believe the Malachim? The Ramban says, ve'ulai, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, you'll have a baby from Soro and to do a bris mila, right? Like this finishes Lech Lecha. Avraham did a bris mila and became so shvach he couldn't talk to his wife. And he was sitting Pesach oil like a vegetable. Now I know, him and his wife wanted to have a baby for 100 years, but he's so weak that he even can't tell her that Hashem, by the way, said that soon we're having a baby. And even so, when the guest came, so the Ramban, Avraham Avinu got, and he was in the Kabbalah, the Orchim, and he ran to Soro, Peter, he had koyach to talk. Then the Ramban speaks out, and the gallus of Avraham Avinu. But you know what? Even with the Ramban, even if the Ramban, Frank the Muskerov, Avraham was very sick, and he went to the Kabbalah, Orchim. Lloyd, danger himself. Achis, no one wanted to kill him. And if we learn pshat like Rashi, I can say also that the daughter of Lloyd already was mekabel orchim, and they covered her with honey, and the bees were stinging her. Not everyone learned like pshat, but the freedom of the Chazal. So it was the experience that it's doing to kill people. Who did a bigger mice? Avraham Avinu or Lloyd? And the Rambam says, Hachesed sheyistad Avraham Avinu achnos asorchim. Klal Yisrael have a musig of achnos asorchim for Avraham Avinu. Lloyd. It's garnish. And we'll see even later when Hashem looks for reasons to save Lloyd, we find different reasons, not achnos asorchim. The biggest machnes oirach was Lloyd, as they find the Biskerov. So the Biskerov said, the famous terrors, the Biskerov said, by Avraham Avinu they came like Arabs. There's a big mile to be machnes oirach. By Lloyd they came like Malochim. So this is the some people, the Rebbe comes to their house, the guy says, Achnos HaSorchim. But the Meshulach stands outside the door. That's not going to Achnos HaSorchim. I have the Rebbe, they do all the food, and they get, there's a gosh. The guy that doesn't have a soul with the Meshuvach, he's the Machnas Zorach. Avraham Avinu sat 3 Arabs. This is Achnos Zorach. Loit, it's a Malachi. But the Meforshim say another Hezbeh. We'll see it later. Avraham Avinu was Meyased, the Achnos Zorach. He was Mechadish, the Musig of Achnos Zorach. Loit, he just carried on doing what he was used to from his house. From Avraham Avinu. That Nishkin Chochma. But we'll get to it later. The one that said with the Mephoshim, I think the Slana Rebbe says, it's easier for a person to be by some nefesh from a mitzvah from when he's sick to do the mitzvah. Someone will come with a gun and tell you not to learn. We'll fight, we will learn. But to wake up Friday, 9 o'clock, that's not everyone. Be in the Spanish, I mean, yeah? That is not so easy to everyone. Why? Taylor! Who is putting you in the bed? The gun, the bad person, is the Malach HaBavis, yeah? But this is not the Suez Nefesh. Avraham was sick. He was in pain. An excuse is not the Mach Nisayach. It's harder to fight that from to fight, you know, it's a mitzvah to do achlas zorachim. We don't let to do achlas zorachim. You don't let, I do mitzvahs. We don't let to learn, we learn. We don't let to daven back in the plane, I will daven. That's very easy. Aber Meiriv, he stays in his room, yeah? Why? You don't let me? Lashem Shammai, I'm not going now if it's the right thing to daven or not. It's Mazundo Shmuz, yeah? Aber when you fight, it's easy to fight. Lot was fighting with Anshei Yisrael. That is easy. Avraham Avinu was a self-fight. He's sick. He's sick because he's doing a mitzvah. He's talking to Hashem. Well, he's busy kibbutz. There's a lot of light reasons not to do the mitzvah. I want to say even more from that. The answer, this is the emphasis. Yes, sorry. Everyone knows the Gemara of Abbasu in the end of the Perek Rishon, Yirmiyahu was in jail. So he davened to Hashem and Anshei Hanoson, the people that put him in jail, Ve'eis rotzon yimukhsholim lefonecho. Gemara says, even when they do a mitzvah, give them anim she'eino meugonim, kedei she'lo yekablu schar aleim, tezvav amud beis. When they give tzedakah, give them to give tzedakah to the wrong people so they don't get schar. Shaitan the Baal showed that if a prison gives tzedakah and the guy is not poor, you don't get schar. הכשילים בבני אדם שאינם מוגנים שלא יקבלו שכר עליהם. פרנק דמר שור, אברהם אבינו, the whole הכנס לזורחים was a fake. Was no one there, yeah? It was מלוכים, כאילו. He gave food to the ear, yeah? מלוכים, מלוכים don't eat them. He opened the door, כאילו someone walked in. He put a chair, someone כאילו sat down. He gave food, was a דמיינס. לא יהיה ולא נברא. And we know the Gemara says, "Bischar vayorot Avraham, zochol bischar ze, zochol leze, bischar ze, zochol leze." Nachnos haZochim that we learn now is from Avraham Avinu. And was nachnos haZochim, was nothing there. Was nothing there. Something about Kotler. There's two reasons you get schar when you do a mitzvah, because you listen to Hashem. And then Adam Lachaveiroi, the fact that you helped your friend, you get a schar. Because the tachlis of the mitzvah was done. The tachlis of the mitzvah was done. Achnos haZorachim, you could get tzedakah, you could get schar because you give the other person. So you get schar. And there's another reason, because you listen to Hashem. If the reason you give because you had rachmanas on the other person, and in the end he's not poor. So you don't get schar for helping a guy. You never helped a guy. You get a schar for listening to Hashem. Anshei Hanoson that put Yirmiyahu in jail, they were bad people. No boss. They're best that I mentioned. They help people, yeah? Organizations. They're very nice. I mean, it's not your fun they give. They don't like Hashem. They put the Navi in the jail. So, but why they will get schar? Because they have nice chesed organizations. Yirmiyahu davened to Hashem, achshilim bebnei adam she'eino meugonim. They'll be left with nothing. Avraham Avinu, he did it because Hashem told him to do it. So he's getting the schar for listening to Hashem. For the v'holachta bidrocho. More than that, says the Balaam, Hashem specially made that the Achnasas Ochim that we learned from Avraham Avinu is the Achnasas Ochim from a faith to understand that the Iker is to do it because Hashem told you to do it. And remember, the halachas and tzedakah has to be, you know, people say, yeah, I don't like to give to the yeshivas, I don't like to give to that, I don't like that story with this lady with the 20 kids, with five sick kids, and one is kidnapped. Then this mamash talks to me. Exactly. You're not doing tzedakah because Hashem told you. Tzedakah talmid chochem is koydim lama oretz. There's different halachas, how you have to give out the money. The chesed of Avraham Avinu is not because that person really needed it. Not because Baruch Hashem, he helped the need person. Because he wanted to listen to Hashem. V'olachto bidrochom. So I want to say a point, Rav Volbe, he was saying, once a week in yeshiva, he gave musar to Boch in Parshas Vayera. He said, today, I don't know who wants to hear it, but it's the truth. Achmas HaSochim came out as irrelevant. Everyone has a meal to eat, yeah? Yeshiva Lamashu gives a lot of good food, yeah? You don't have to go out to eat for Shabbos. Forget a guy goes to eat out and loses his whole on Shabbos. He can't learn 6 hours. Yeah, never. However, the guys, some guys invite guys, they like to have some bochim over, they sing, it's nice, yeah? They do it for their own need. And not only that, you know, if they order invite guests and then they go to someone else, they're all upset, all offended. Like, you tell a guy, no, I already ordered, so I already told someone I'm going to. Baruch Hashem, tell him he doesn't eat. No, I already told him, he'll be upset that I'm canceling. Why are you upset that you're canceling? Ah, he needs the guest, not you. Right? Tosh does it. So it's not so much Achmas HaSorachim in our days. I'm saying over a piece of the Shmuz of Ravon. He said, but it's one place that also has four doors, like Avraham Avinu. One had four doors. Yeah, it's out of the question, why you need four doors? So the cheder, they told us, because everyone comes from every side can come in, yeah? This is what they say, I don't know in America. That's the song, this is what they say in the cheder. So the question is, and so you come, how big do you think his house was? Basically, shy. So why you need four doors? You come, you go around, you walk in. Why you need four doors? So I understood Alamo when I was a kid. I'm sure that the four doors was to show that it's open, you know. Not the four doors, but it's a big four signs, it's open hotel. But when someone comes from far, he's in the desert, he sees a tent. He sees it closed, he doesn't know. Maybe he comes to the other side of the door, it's two big dogs. Who said it's welcome accepting? Which means that from four sides, it was welcome accepting. But not the pshat that no one has to walk around. As they dacht, as they animal. That's what I understood anyways. I was like, Avon, there's one replay that has four doors, and there you could do the Achmas HaSochim, and no one does. He says it's a car. You have a car that has four doors, yeah? And you guys, they're going to a wedding, and they have an extra seat, and you know, a guy wants a ride, they manage to leave before seeing that he's been leaving, yeah? They can't have the headache to have him in the car the whole time. You're driving, and you see a guy, he's walking to shul, trying to get a hitch, a lift, and another car, yeah? You drive, you look to the other side, yeah? So he said, it's not gishmak, it's not comfortable. Avraham Avinu was also not gishmak. Well, see, learn what soon what happened. His wife had to move out the door. Very not convenient. Private conversations, he couldn't have. She had to move out the room. And don't think that he had a different room, because the Malachim asked him, well, where is your wife? Kilu. Normally she has to be. She was a tznua, so she moved out. So it's very not convenient. It says, don't, if you don't stop for people, don't think for a second you have Shachas Avraham Avinu. I said, just change it. Today, what was hard in that days was as hard today in a car. It was easy to invite people for meals today. First, Avraham Avinu made the path. Second of all, in our day, it's not called guests. If you don't find yourself stopping with a car, start to work on a Achmas HaSochim. If you don't have a car, we're going to get a car, yeah? But you could be the one that the people in Mizaki, you know. They could do that Mizaki with you. But it's a very, Abba said, measure yourself, and everyone knows exactly what I'm saying. It's such a hard thing to stop for someone. Now, you know your best friend, I'm not saying. I was walking, I saw a friend of mine. He's in charge of the second, the biggest, you know, Kacholim organization here, you know, medical, and he was passing with his ambulance. It was a raining day, you know, so I'm trying to stop a ride. He passed, he didn't see me. After 2 minutes he saw me, he drove back, he picked me up, he said, "I'm sorry, I didn't see you." I went in and I said, "You could close your organization." "So what are you doing? You're going to visit sick people. The guy needs a ride." "No, you're not busy in that chesed. No, you're busy in the kuchoyim." "You're not about chesed. About chesed, it's raining. Help the guy. I will take your time. Don't go to your office. In your office, what are you going to do? Chesed. You're going to call a doctor for a sick person. Chesed. No, it's chesed here in the street." "It's hard. It's so hard. It's very hard. It's my car. The wet. When I'm wet, it's raining." "Yeah. Avraham Avinu, the malachim are dirty. They have to wash. You can't know mad. Mine. Exactly. It's a pele. But it's so easy to read on Avraham Avinu. Yeah, I'm also be like Avraham Avinu. Mr. Ma, I'll be like Avraham Avinu. Yeah, but I have a headache today. Avraham Avinu was sick. Medically sick. Couldn't talk to his wife. Very shvach amatz. And he has a ptul. And he's looking for malachim." It's like Volbe, look for people to pick up. That's okay. From now on, if I will, someone will stop me, I will try not to be mean. You go in Lakewood, you drive, you see all these Ingilad trying to get to yeshiva here, and the cars are passing. The cars are passing. Chas v'sholem, I'm not mikate. So someone told me, you know, don't give musa till you have a car. So I said, could be, I'm also a bad person. Could be if I would have a car. I'm also be a bad person. That's not a reason not to say the truth. Yeah, I'm saying over. This is a shtickle from Ravolbo. He says, don't think you are holding an achnas asolch. Tell me it's dangerous. There's enough people that it's not dangerous to pick up. So Avraham Avinu, three eyes, also could do something to him. Yeah, it's also dangerous. Madness. It's a peladi kazach that we pitam, we take the musar of the Torah to something that is negiah to us. We're not exactly holding it. But to a second ago, Avraham Avinu was talking to us. Avraham Avinu was talking to us. You know, Lloyd is like that, and Avraham is like that. And we were all into it. It was very easy to learn the parsha. But if it means that I have to stop now and give people a ride, everyone is thinking now to try to find what is the difference. No one is trying to think, okay, so I will do it. So, the Rebbe said, he's saying this shmuz for two reasons. First, to give musa to the bach. After you will understand that, you will understand the godliness of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was miyasin, one thing that we grew up with. So, we used to it. So it went into the Ummah Israel, is the Musa Givachnas Asolch. But it's a teva of a person that he cannot do it. He cannot do it. It's less than a quarter of a 1% of people that stop to give rides. And I found myself once so disgusting. I was going with someone, he would drive me every day back from Yeshiva. But he was a real Baal Chesed, he would stop to everyone. Made me crazy, yeah? And I was about to tell him, you know, if you want me to carry on going with you, I just can't stand it. And I realized, I'm not the driver, he's giving me a ride, and it's bothering me that he's doing Achnas HaSochim. Look where I'm holding. Look how hard. It's a special yetzer not to do it. I'm in my car, please, lost my voice. A guy would give millions of dollars to Tzedakah, but he will not stop with his car. It's the old place. Avraham Avinu had his own place. He didn't have a 20-room apartment. Little oil. So he had to move out the door. And Avraham Avinu wants Achnas HaSochim. Maybe someone needs a ride. Maybe someone needs a ride. And Avraham Avinu asks the Malachim to come to his house. And he tells them, Yukach no me'at mayim v'rochatzu agleichem v'ishanu tachas ha'etz. Ekho paslechem. Avraham does a whole deal. One thing Avraham cags. Yukach no me'at mayim. Take a little bit of water. Then his cows and food, everything comes. But the water is a little bit. The shayla is, what is yukach no me'at mayim? The nachal eliyo frank nekasha. Why in the water Avraham Avinu was offering only a little bit? So Balabatish develops as a teretz. Rashi says he told him to rinse the feet because avak raglaim are Arabs. You know, mayim achoinim, we give a little bit also. So aloch, you're not mechabed in mayim achoinim. Why? Don't tell the person you're dirty. They come, okay, take packets, please take a shower, yeah? You take like a little bit of water, maybe, you know, maybe your toes like a little bit dirty, maybe it's a bit of vessel. So you come on that, man. That water was not for eating, it's for rinsing. So they take a little bit of water, you know, just, here, take a tissue. Someone comes to the house, take a tissue, yeah, his hands have been dirty. If you come with a whole package of papers and soap, yeah, you're telling, you know, here, organize. So, wait, I think about that. But the Nachal Eliyahu doesn't want to answer that. Nachal Eliyahu is a cadman. Look at Nachal Eliyahu. Chazal tells us, if you're in the Sugya of Metzia, Avraham Avinu got paid for everything that he did. Everything that he did on his own, he got paid on his own. Everything that he did with a Shaliach, he got paid on the day Shaliach. Ekcho paslechem, he was zeichet the demon. Yukach no me'at mayim be'er shel Miriam. So the Gemara, because he didn't give the water himself, he said yukach no, also al yedei shliach, Hashem sent the be'er with Miriam and Moshe hid it, the whole story. The water was very complicated to come. The man came once, snowed every morning, everyone had man. The bear goes and comes, and you have to hit it, and you have to find it. So it's a matter. Why? He didn't do it on his own. He did it with a shliach, so it came with a shliach. Zog the Maharsho, it says, "Vayiten al anar la soy soy at the cows." So Rashi says, "Vayiten al anar." It's a Gemara b'Metzia. Zoeim Ishmael chamche b'mitzvus. Vayiten al anar. So this also considered Avraham Avinu did. He just gave you Mishmol Lechamche B'mitzvus. Avraham Avinu is very generous in Achlos HaSochim. Him and his wife, they do the best food, everything. He shecht three cows to give them Sholesh L'Shoynes B'chad. I put them on hold, said to my father, that from here you know if guests come you could do a fruit platter, even that you know that they will eat one, only one or two and the rest will go to the garbage, it's not baltashkes. Avraham shechted three cows to give three tongues. What do you think he did with the meat? It's no fridges. Still, it went for a waste. He said if it didn't go for a waste, what is the godless? He said this is not a steal. Said you're allowed to, when guests come, to shtel, to put food outside, even if you know, choshen people come, you put out cake. You cut it, yeah, a lot of them, they don't eat it, yeah? It dries up, it goes for waste. Rav Rudman said, it's not baltashkes. I heard from my father, Mishem Rav Rudman. But because we're going, Avraham was very generous. Zog de Nachal Eliyahu, you could be the most generous person in the world to do all of the mitzvahs, of a mishtav de cheshben from Yemen. The water he didn't bring on his own. Not him and not his wife and not his kids. He asked someone a favor. Don't do a mitzvah in the cheshbon of Yemen. The stipler would say, some guys, you know, they learn the sugya good, they like to see every gemara inside, every rishon inside. Givaldik, they take out every sefer. Just they leave it to the gaboyim to mesader. That's a tzaddik. You want to see every rishon inside? Put back the gemaras. Don't be a machmir to learn every gemara that Rashi brings and every gemara that takes us, I have to see mamish inside, I have to check all kind of maduras, everything. There's 20 big piles near him. I mean, he thinks he's a chosh of a learner. Oh, but then the gaboyim can put it back. Zanishkin the tzaddik of the cheshbon from Yemen. He said over a famous meisen, Rabbi Saul Salanter, was a yid in a city. He was the biggest machnis oirach. Every Lel Shabbos, a big suda, 24 people, massive. Once Rabbi Saul was coming to the city, so he begged Rabbi Saul to come to be the guest on his Shabbos table. Rabbi Saul said, no, beg. Tell Rabbi Saul, oh, you don't trust the kashrus? You know who is my cook? The Rebbetzin is the altar rov that was Lifter Young. So I said, okay, if this is the case, I'm coming, but I'm running the table. I'm running the Shabbos for you. Tell him, so for sure. I meant to mechabit you. And he said, no, but I'm running it with my pace. Kitzur, Yisrael comes, you know, he invited 20 double guests, yeah? Double parking, everything was there, mamish. Packed the whole house. The whole house was full. Have you saw, okay? We saw Stats Kiddush, a mighty fish, you know, called Mekadosh, a volunteer, a volunteer. I don't have to do this now. Kids, they finished, the cook comes and she wants to take her Yisrael. So Yisrael, if you could come every week. Everyone said, every week, you know how much she had to cook? She had to cook for 2 days. So they asked her, you want every week, you know how hard you had to work this week? You don't get paid more. She said, you don't understand. Every week the meal finishes 12 o'clock. I'm out, Mona, I come home, I literally say in my sleeping. I can't go over them, the parsha from the Rebbe. This week I'm going home 10:30. My servant will be waiting for me. I will hear with them the parsha Shavua. So said, Nishkin Chochma, this guy is a machnas oich. And he's giving a parnasa to the almana. What do you want from him? I'm giving a parnasa to the almana. Think about the almana. Finish your meal short. All the poor people will be happy to eat for an hour and a half also. They don't need the they don't need it. They don't need it. It's very nice. Very nice you're doing good. The almana comes home 12 o'clock by night. So said a person doesn't realize. The pasuk is magdish. Yukach no me'at ma'im. Avraham Avinu, everything is done for the guests. Well, when yukach no, we don't understand why this could not be done by Avraham Avinu. And he could have done it. But Mishuma, he gave it to someone else. Was at the Cheshbon of Yenim. Rabbi Yisrael came once to a city. You know, in the old days, there was no sinks. So the water they had to bring to the well there. And it was the year that was washing his hands. You know, Adah Chub was 8 times. Shet Aloch, if you wash your hands b'shefa, you zeichet ha'ashirus. Rabbi Yisrael told him that the other guy has to go to bring the... They have the Shabbos. His job is to fill up the water, yeah? He made him out to work double. For what? For a chumpa that doesn't exist? Smaller than chumpa? Have the cheshbon from Yenna? Person has to know. He could be a machmir. He could be a tzaddik. But he's not the cheshbon from Yenna. Vayomer Hashem el Avrom, Lomo ze tzocha kosor oleimer af umnom eilet v'ani zokanti. Hayipole me'Hashem dobo l'moido shuv elecho, כישחיו והנה בן לסור אשתך. Stay over. לשון הפסוק ויאמר השם אל אברהם למה זה צוחק עשור? אף אום למלא ואני זקנתי ותקח אסור עליהם או לא צוחקתי, כן צוחקתי. ולפור שם אז, why Hashem is asking אברהם אבינו why סורו left? היה סורו, סורו was also a נביאו. האם השם על אברהם, למה זה צוחק אסורו? Why סורו is laughing? So in Gur, they will explain it, the famous Maise was Reb Chaim, they said over a Maisa to Reb Chaim, that was a Rebbe, I forgot his name, that he had a Chosid, and the Chosid had a Talmud, a Kid in Cheder. I think the Kid in Cheder was Reb Chaim. And his Rebbe was a Chosid. And Reb Chaim, this is the way the Maisa goes, the Rebbe took Reb Chaim to his Rebbe, that was Admoir, and it was a Rebbe in Cheder, and Reb Chaim, the Talmud. So the Rebbe took Reb Chaim to a brocha by the Rebbe. And Reb Chaim, the Shaila and the brocha there, he didn't do the brocha, and like, you have to do the brocha, he did the brocha quick. So the Rebbe yelled on Reb Chaim, and the kid, I thought it was Reb Chaim. I said, no, Reb Chaim. It's a kid. I said, Reb Chaim. The kid didn't make a bracha. So the Rebbe yelled on the kid. So the Admor told the Rebbe, you don't yell on the kid. I'm yelling on you. You, the Rebbe of the kid, had to be mechanach the kid. I'm yelling on you. I'm not yelling on the kid. You're the rabbi of the kid. You had to make him a chunuch to make a bracha. So Chaim says, I'm not yelling at the rabbi. I'm yelling at the admiral that was not mechanuch the rabbi. This is the famous ma'aseh for Reb Chaim. So in Gula, he said, this is the pshat. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, if Soro laughs, it's a chisoron in the emunah of Avraham Avinu. If you live with Avraham Avinu, it's not impossible that Hashem could make that you could have a kid when you're 100 years old. If Soro is laughing, it's impossible. Avraham, love of Soro HaKosoro. I'm not Yechshayimishkin of the kin. A shrine of the Rebbe. Then the pasuk is Mamshich. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Amechas ani me'avrom asher ani yoise ve'avrom yeh legoy godol ve'otzu ki yedati v'man asher yetzah ve'ezbon ve'achro. Then the pasuk is Mamshich. Vayomer Hashem zak asdoim ve'amoiro ki rabo ve'chatosom ki koveido. Erdono ve'erak ha'tzakoso ha'boel ha'yosu kolo ve'im lo yeido. So Rabshi learns Zak asdoim ve'amoiro ki rabo. Very bad, very bad. The Rambam learns rabo, Rambam says tshuva, that Sdoim was Roy Vaveyas. Avraham Avinu davened, Hashem took out a sword. And he asked the words of Eile, the Akedah. ואלוהים ניסס אברום ויאמר לו אברום ויאמר הנני קחנו אס בינכו אס יחידכו אס אשר אוהבת אס יצחוק ולך לכו אל ארץ המוריו ועליהו שם לאוילו הלכה והאורים אשר אמר אליכו וישכם אברום בבויקר ויחבש אס חמורו ויקר שני נאור ביטו ואס יצחוק בנוי ויוקם וילך אל המוקם אשר אמר לאלוהים ומשפישי ויסו אברום אס אינו ויער אס המוקם מרוחק ואמר אברום המאורב שבו לכם פה עם החמור. So Avraham was walking for 3 days. So we mentioned the beginning of the Chumash here today, the Ore, why it took Avraham 3 days. We said the real answer. I just want to say, before we go to the Akedah, there's a famous Maisa from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe was going with Reb Lazer Lashinsky and Reb Lazer Silver. He was going together in a boat. Blazer Silver was an Ilu Yotzu. They would say Alamon on a Blazer Silver, and he would say Chob Bavli Do, Yerushalmi Do, Rambam Do, Rishonim Do, Chmachazel Kumtois Ashtiko. Blazer Silver was a grand Oilo. And he was going together with a Satmar Rebbe in a boat, and he took Yoilich, and he asked the Satmar Rebbe, do we start Rebbe? Already in the boat for 2 weeks, he can't do Epes HaKfitzas HaDerech. It's a famous mice that they say in Satma. So Rabbi Yehudish told him, I have a kasha. Avraham Avinu is going to the Akedah for 3 days. He took Yitzchok, and Vashtei Nehor Avimoy, who is Shtei Nehor Av, Rashi says, and Yezor Yishmoel. And they were walking for 3 days, they came to the Mokoyim, they saw the Onan Koshu, they didn't see it. Shvu Lochem Poyim HaChamoyim, Am Adoyim HaChamoyim. So the Rebbe said, why Avraham Avinu didn't have a kvitzas haderech? The kasha we asked in the beginning. So we said a pshat. So the Rebbe said, I'll tell you why. You're right, Avraham and Yitzchak are going for the Akedah. But who was with them? Yishmael and Eliezer. You know why Nishgat the kvitzas haderech? Because he went out on a laser. Because without a laser, it doesn't work. So when he told the laser silver, he asked him why he has no kvitzas haderech? But without a laser. You know, state if someone is disturbed, the shaft came from the Satmar Rebbe. Mikol Mokim, Avraham Avinu is going to the Akedah. And the Nisayin of the Akedah, the Mefoshim explain, all the Mefoshim speak out, what was the big Nisayin of the Akedah? What is the big Nisayin of the Akedah? Klal Yisrael, the Doiris, were Moisel Nefesh. So Rashi says already that the Iker Nisoyin was that Hashem told him, "Kibi Yitzchok Yikaro Lechozera, Achshav Ata Omer La'Aloisoy." Before you told me no, now you told me yes. And he was not meharer after the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Avraham is mal Yitzchok al Mizbeach, and he's about to shech, Vayishlach Avraham es Yodoy Vayikach Asamacheles. ויקרא לו מלאך השם מן השמיים ויאמר אברהם אברהם ויאמר הנני ויאמר אל תשלח יודכו לנער ואל תעש לו מאומו כי אתו יודעתי כי יור אלוהי כמעטו ולא יחוסכתו אס בינכו אס יחידכו ממני וישא אברהם וזינו ויער והנה אין דרך הזדה הרב שח I think the Shabbos is the Yotzef and הרב שח Rav Shach said a very stark shmuzi. It's a long shmuz, I'll tell you it mamish b'ktzoro. It's one of the very stark Rav Shach's words. That will say the word of time later. Hashem does Avraham Avinu to do the Akedah. Avraham goes, he puts Yitzchok, everything is ready. Vayishlach Avraham es Yodei vayikach asa ma'acheles. Vayikro elov malach Hashem min ha'shamayim Avraham Avraham. Hineini. Al tishlach yodcho el anar. ואל תעש לו עם האומו בואו לזה פשוט אל תשלח יודכו על הנער don't touch it ואל תעש לו עם האומו רשי brings down אל תשלח ידכו על הנער don't shecht יצחוק אברהם says but a scratch let me just make a scratch I'll read the רשי אל תשלח יודכו לשחויתוי אומר לו לחינום בוסי איזה חבול, ראיתי מהאדם, אפס. אל תעש לו עם מרומו. Not even a scratch. כי אתו יודעתי כי יור אלוהי כמעטו. זה דובר פוסוק. אל תשלח יותכו אל הנער. לא נעשה את זה בסקראץ'. ואל תעש לו עם מרומו. כי אתו יודעתי. זאת את הרפשך. השם דין אותו אברהם. אברהם! יודעתי כי יור אלוהי כמעטו. Leave him. אל תשכח ידך אל הנער תראו זה כי ידעתי ואל תעש לו עם האומו only then he says כי אתו ידעתי it's easy to שכח your son לשם שמיים not so easy but it's easy but when Hashem told him no you don't have to what Avraham Avinu had to say Baruch Hashem I'm done Avraham says but let me to scratch What? To kill your son, it's Meshuggah. You want to do it? Hashem told you to do it. Kol HaKavod Avraham, you're asking to do it. I said, Avraham, drop it. A scratch. So the Rav Shach, Avraham Avinu, said, Baruch Hashem, let's go down, wanted not to shecht Avraham and the same tzivui Hashem of yes. To listen to Hashem, not to shecht. For the same, not because I'm happy not to shecht, because Hashem told me not to shecht. How he did it? He says, Hashem, I want. He said, but I don't let you. But I don't let you. Okay, you don't let me, I will not do it. He made himself to not shecht Avraham, to not shecht Yitzchok, and the same avoido of yes. Now, I want to explain. Chazal say be'etzem, Avraham Avinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand. You told me Yitzchok Yikaro Lechozera, I didn't ask questions. You told me the Shech, I didn't. Now you tell me no. Zot Rashi, Omar Avraham, Afarash Lechosi Chosi, Etmol Amarto Li, Ki Bi Yitzchok Yikaro Lechozera, Chozarto Bo Amarto Kach Es Bincho, Achshav Atar Imer Li, Al Tishlach Yodcho El Anah, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Echlati Brisi, כשאמרתי לך כך אמר, לא אמרתי לך שוחטיו אלא העליו אפקי ואחתי I want to learn together this chazal it's a famous chazal but I want to learn all of the parts of chazal Avraham Avinu tells the Ribbono Shel Olam in the end of the Akedah I don't understand I tell you what I feel he told me כי ביצחוק יקור לך זור it's very happy he came you tell me to shecht I'm glad to listen. No, you tell me not. Hashem tells him, I told you to shech. I said, I'll lay you. So there's two parts that we have to omit in the Chazal. First, when Avraham Avinu asked the question, when Hashem said no, not when Hashem said yes. When Hashem said to Shech, it didn't sit right with Avram. You don't ask questions, you listen. When he said not to Shech, very happy. Hashem said, but now I want to understand. Now my Echonish Kenegias, I'm very happy not to Shech. But please explain to me, I want to know, Das Hashem. But when Hashem said to Shech, you're not allowed to ask questions. Because you don't want to do it, don't ask questions. Message to life. When the Nisayan is hard for you, you don't ask questions. Doesn't make sense, Hashem. I don't ask questions. No, not to Shech, I'm very happy. I'm listening to you, Echonish Kenegias. Now you can ask. So when Avram said Afares Sichosi, only in there. This is the Musa part, not the Brisket part. Frank developed. So when Hashem told him, Avram, you missed the boat. I never told you to shecht. I told you to put him up and take him down. So the kids of the whole Akedas Yitzchak is a bluff. The first Nisoyin in the parsha, no guess. Now, it's no mitzvah to shecht Yitzchak. Now, if you would shecht Yitzchak, what would happen? You'd be a Ritzayach. Nested, Avraham Avinu didn't do it. So he taught that there's a mitzvah to shecht, and he was masking to do it. What? You have an answer? What? Hashem told him, I never told you to shecht. Zog de Bud Chaim, Hashem told him, I never told you to shecht. What I told you? I read the Rashi. Perek of Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. Loya. Moises Fosai lo yashane. Lo yomarti lcho shochteyu. Haleyu. Askei veachtei. Zog Reb Chaim, Hashem told him, take Yitzchok, put him at the Mizbeach, and make him for Oilo. Magdish him for Oilo. Right, Chazal say that Yitzchok cannot go out when later there's no food. He wants to leave Eretz Yisrael. Hashem tells him, Yitzchok, you are Oilo, you can't leave. Was the din to Brisgevot? Was a din to Magdish Yitzchak to Oila? Nochi the Oila is a din to Shech the Oila. Avram was planning to Shech Yitzchak with din to Shech the Oila. Not that Hashem told him to Shech. So, Hashem could tell you, don't Shech this Oila. Hashem never tell you, Hashem told you, Magdish Yitzchak to Oila. Now, with din to Oila, you have to Shech. Hashem says, okay, I'm telling you not to. So the Nisoyan was, I never tell you go to Shech and I change it. I tell you Magdish this Oilo. Now, what you do with Oilo? You Shech. So now I'm giving you a look, not to Shech the Oilo. Not Meshane Dibui. But Yitzchok had a din Oilo. But maybe Yitzchok can't go out to Eretz Yisrael. As I Reb Chaim gesagt. I just want to finish. ויושב אברהם אל נהורו ויקומו וילכו יחדו אל באר שבע. Before she say, we have three יחדו. First אברהם ויצחק go יחדו. Rashi says, the first יחדו, אברהם knows, יצחק doesn't know. So יצחק is happy. They're going to Shech. Avram is all nervous. Zog de Pasuk Yachdov. Avram was so happy like Yitzchok. Was no difference. Then Avram tells him, "Eloi kimir la asel bni, v'yilchu yachdov." The pasuk says, even that Yitzchok knows now, he's happy to do it in the same level of Avram. Now after the akedah, v'yilchu yachdov. What is v'yilchu yachdov now? Zog de briskerot. It's from the Maharal. They went back together with Ishmael and with Eliezer, with no gaive. You would think after the Nisoyan, wow, Yitzchok now was something at a different level. They went together. Velo yisnasu. A lot of times a person passes the Nisoyan, he feels, oh, now I'm a special person. Lo yisnasu. Just want to finish with the Yoynes of Menuziel. Udabiru malochem eroimez yis Yitzchok v'avule lebit medrash l'shem. Yoynes of Menuziel says the malochem came and they took Yitzchok to learn for another 3 years. Nocha Nisoyan, Nocha Madrege, you go back to Yeshiva for 3 years to learn. It says in the Pasuk, Vayeshev Avrom, look in Pasuk Yutes, Vayoshev Avrom and Nehoro Vayekum, we have a Yachdo ben Be'er Sheva, Vayoshev Avrom ben Be'er Sheva. Where is Yitzchok? So the end is Menuzil, back to Bismedrash for a couple of years to learn. Shabbos.